Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. It's going to be another great day. It sure is, because it's a state of mind, and of course, it's beautiful out there. Now, let me just remind folks, this is show number 315, and podcasts are available at dentallyspeaking.com, as well as iTunes, all right? If you would go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko & Associates, and like us, that would be wonderful. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And I do want to bring your attention to the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund, which you'll find at either drkvitko.com or dentallyspeaking.com. And if you click on that and make a small donation, it will help us with our dental outreach, the things that we do to go out and do free dentistry for those folks in need. So, again, I would much appreciate it if you would do that. Okay, so today's show is Dental News Bites. All right, there's a lot of things that are in the news about dentistry, and every once in a while, I think we just have to have a show or two that kind of talks about them. In fact, we talked about one about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was the little girl that passed away at a dental office during a baby root canal. We're going to talk about that later in the show. I've had several of my patients come in and ask me what I thought of that, and so I thought we would talk about it a little more. But anyway, in the meantime, I think that we'll just go ahead and start with the dental news bites. You hear me talk all the time about how important teeth are and how I always try to save them whenever possible. And by the way, if you didn't already know this, it's always cheaper to save a tooth than it is to replace it. Okay, keep that in mind, because a lot of people look at, well, you know, hey, what's the cost to have it out? Because they're comparing that to, for example, the cost of a root canal and a big filling and a crown. And then they say, well, maybe I can save money by just pull it. Well, did you know that losing your teeth can damage your memory? That's right. A gap tooth grin is one of the risks of growing older, and absent-mindedness is another. But the two could go hand in hand. Research suggests that losing our teeth is actually a cause of memory loss. Sensory impulses created by the movement of our jaw and teeth are fed to the area of the brain that forms and retrieves memories. That's what scientists say, at least. Those without their own teeth produce fewer signals to be sent to this region, which is called the hippocampus. The number of teeth an individual has is linked uniquely and significantly to their performance on tests of episodic memory, where they recall events from the past, and semantic memory, involving factual information. After taking other factors into account, older people with most of their own teeth had an average of a 4% better memory than those without, the study found. However, the results could also be down to chewing, which increases blood flow to the brain. The research, published online by the European Journal of Oral Sciences, involved 273 participants aged 55 to 80 and was carried out by universities in Norway and Sweden. In line with the stated hypothesis, the number of natural teeth was positively associated with performance on episodic memory, recall, as well as recognition, wrote the authors from Umeå University and Stockholm University in Sweden and the Institute of Clinical Dentistry in Tromsø, Norway. Alone, the number of teeth could account for 20% of the variation in episodic recall, 15% of the variance in episodic recognition, and 14% of the variance in semantic memory. The researchers suggested reduced sensory input from our teeth could be damaging our memory. Although artificial dental implants can restore sensory input to some extent, they still result in fewer signals to the brain. That's probably because implants don't have a periodontal ligament. They don't have those little Sharpies fibers that hold teeth to bone, you know? Implants don't wiggle like teeth do. And the reason teeth wiggle is because they are held in by these little tiny short fibers called Sharpey's fibers. All right, so another interpretation hinges on the general chewing ability. Chewing increases blood flow in the brain and has been shown to increase activity in numerous brain areas. The author said it is possible brain activity changes because people lacking teeth and denture wearers avoid certain foods, leading to lower intakes of vitamins, proteins, and calories. A study last year linked clean teeth to staving off dementia. Researchers at the University of California, who followed nearly 5,500 elderly people over an 18-year period, found those who brushed their teeth less than once a day were up to 65% more likely to develop dementia than those who brushed three times a day. Well, there you go. We keep telling people to brush your teeth. And so I guess if you don't brush your teeth, you're going to lose a lot of the information you've gained over the years. Some studies have also found that people with Alzheimer's disease, the most common form of dementia, have more gum disease-related bacteria in their brains than the others. It is thought that gum disease bacteria might get into the brain, causing inflammation and brain damage. By the way, what they're talking about is there is this bacteria called Gingivalis porphyromonas, and it is the bacteria that has, or is the reason that we have been able to link gum disease with heart disease. And how that happened was that this researcher, and I can't remember his name, I'm really sorry, this researcher decided to do a study. He wanted to study the plaque that forms in clogged arteries, coronary vessels especially. So he asked some of the cardiac surgeons if when they're in there doing surgery, to put a stent or a bypass surgery, would they please take a sample of what was blocking the artery to begin with. And they did. And he analyzed these samples, and he found that 99% of them had this mouth bacteria called Gingivalis porphyromonas. Well, how did it get there? Because it grows in the mouth only. It's the only place you would normally find it. Well, the theory is that it gets into the bloodstream through the capillaries in the gum tissue, because we all know when we have inflamed gums, they bleed. And I have all the time, I have people say to me, well, you know, I think there's something wrong because when I brushed my teeth, my gums bled. Or when I flossed, my gums bled, so I stopped doing it. And I'm saying, no, don't stop doing that, because that's your body's sign to you that says, hey, you know what, we're not happy down here. There's food on our teeth, there's bacteria, there's plaque, and we don't like it. So what the body does is it grows new capillaries, little tiny blood vessels, to try to carry away the debris, because it knows that it's an irritant, and it can't really do that because these capillaries are so tiny, and of course food particles are big in comparison. And so the next step would be for those little fibers, those Sharpey fibers, to move down further onto the root of the tooth, or up if it's an upper tooth, so that they can get away from the source of irritant. And there you have it, that's the bone loss. That's when it goes from gingivitis to periodontitis. All right? So, okay, let's get back to this little report here. So the average number of natural teeth each participant had was 22, which is 10 fewer than full dentition of 32. More than 70% of all missing teeth were molars. All right, I can't tell you how many times people, you know, it's a back tooth, they've had it since they were six, it's got a cavity, and they say, well, I don't have dental insurance, so I can't afford to fix it, just pull it, and it just drives me crazy. Anyway, maybe I was already crazy, but still drives me crazier. All right, so then these participants in this study, they then faced a series of memory tests. In line with the stated hypothesis, the number of natural teeth was positively associated with performance on episodic memory, recall, as well as recognition. And this was written by the authors from Umeå University and Stockholm University in Sweden and the Institute of Clinical Dentistry in Tromsø, Norway. Okay, that's pretty interesting. So, If you think, how can I put this? If brushing too much makes you crazy, well, not brushing and losing teeth will make you stupid. I don't mean it that way, but anyway, you just have to take good care of your teeth, because I'll tell you what, Alzheimer's is a scary disease these days, and we don't know if we're going to be one of the ones to contract it. And in fact, it's a really big mystery right now. We don't know if it's foods we're eating. We don't know if it's the air we're breathing. We don't know if it's the water we're drinking. But we do know that the incidence of Alzheimer's disease and dementia is on the rise. And so we've got to figure this out. And so here's one that you can do, and that will benefit both your teeth and your chances of, or rather decrease your chances of getting dementia. By the way, this story, this report that I was referring to was from aurasub.com. All right, so let's see. So besides tooth loss leading to memory loss, there's something else that I found in the journals, and that is a story about low literacy levels are harming oral health. The author is, this came from economicvoice.com. All right. Low levels of literacy are holding back oral health improvements in the UK, according to a leading charity. The British Dental Health Foundation has expressed concern following two new research papers linking failed appointments and dental anxiety, barriers that can contribute to poor oral health, with low literacy levels, particularly in adults. One study of 187 parents and guardians revealed their own dental anxiety was directly related to their oral health literacy level, which also had a knock-on effect on their child's oral health. A second study of 200 adults showed people who use fewer sources of oral health information are more likely to fail to show for crucial routine dental appointments, potentially leading to undiagnosed problems. The problem in the UK is compounded by statistics from the Skills for Life survey that revealed more than 5 million adults have a reading level below that expected of an 11-year-old. The survey, published by the Department for Business and Innovation, found that 1 in 7, 15%, adults aged 16 to 65 achieved literacy skills at or below entry level 3, the equivalent expected by the national curriculum of those leaving primary school. It also found that an estimated 1.1 million adults fit into entry level 1, the equivalent of national curriculum for 5 to 7-year-olds. Chief executive of the British Dental Health Foundation, Dr. Nigel Carter, believes if literacy improves, oral health could follow suit. Dr. Carter says, quote, "Oral health information can be a little bit like a game of jargon busting. Some of the terms are quite technical, and given the findings of the research and the Skills for Life survey, it is clear for many people they will simply go over their head." They just don't understand the words, I guess. All right, routine dental appointments are so important to keep up, and for those people who are either too scared or simply do not understand why, information should be presented as clear and concise as possible. Okay, so I'm still quoting. "That is why our own Tell Me About range of patient leaflets offers easy-to-understand information which avoids medical jargon and includes diagrams outlining various stages of treatment, written and verified by qualified dental professionals in an easy-to-understand question-and-answer format. These leaflets are an excellent source of information to seek out." I think that makes sense, you know, make things understandable to everybody. All right, in fact, it's funny because when we're in dental school, we learn, we call the gums the gingiva. Gingivitis, periodontitis, we call it the gingiva. When we get out of dental school, we start calling it the gums again because that's what people refer to them as. The same thing would go for, say, a crown. Some people, a lot of people call those caps. And for some reason, we call them crowns. Something else that we do, we call dental decay caries, C-A-R-I-E-S. All right, so all through dental school, we're talking about a carious lesion here, a carious lesion there. How do we prevent dental caries? And then we get out, and we start calling them cavities again, just like everybody. So we need to avoid those if we want people to understand and actually show up for their appointments, which is what this is all about. All right, let me continue to cite this study and this article that I mentioned was in economicvoice.com. Okay, so it is not uncommon to be flummoxed by some of the language in forms or following advice from the dentist. And they went ahead and used the word flummoxed. I'll be darned. I assume that means confused. It also may not be easy discussing literacy shortcomings with your dentist, but doing so will give you the best opportunity to receive advice you will understand. All right, so basically, and this is very true, if you don't understand something, just say. We don't really care. We assume that most people don't know these terms we're using, and especially if we're using those fancy words, we want to make sure you understand. The same principle applies to people who are anxious of going to dentists. If you haven't seen a dentist for years because of fear or anxiety, you know, rest assured that you should find the experience dramatically more bearable nowadays than it was maybe in your childhood or, you know, years gone by. Most people are scared of the dentist, have bad memories from childhood of the smells and the sounds of receiving dental care. Modern dental procedures are much friendlier. The environments are much friendlier. There's flowers in the waiting room, you know, art on the walls, a pleasant reception area, and polite staff. It's just altogether a gentler experience. I mean, we have televisions on the ceiling. We have CD players in every room, radios in every room. We have that closed-circuit TV where there's a camera in the kids' play area and an infant nursery where if you happen to be having your teeth cleaned or having an exam and you bring your children, they can be taken care of in one of those two rooms, and you can watch them while you're having your dental appointment. Okay?
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko, and this is Dentally Speaking. We are doing a Dr. Kavitko Brings You Dental News Bites episode. Before we get back to talking about what's in the news, let me just remind folks, especially if you're just tuning in, that you can listen to all of the podcasts, all the shows I've ever done, by going to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes. This is episode 315, which means there are 314 other episodes you may have missed. Also, if you would go to drkavitko.com and click on the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund icon and make a small donation to help us with our dental outreach, that would be great. Okay, well, let's go back to talking about some of these dental news bites. All right, written by Finlow Rohr. He's from BBC News Magazine, and it's entitled, Why Are We Grinding Our Teeth So Much? Some dentists are reporting that we are grinding our teeth more as stress and even fears over the recession grip us. What's wrong with us? Dentists often call it bruxism. To the layman, it's teeth grinding, although it may only be clenching rather than grinding. A lot of it happens at night, but there can be clenching during the day. Some people may suffer headaches as a result or shooting pains in their jaw, but many may not realize they are doing it until the dentist spots it. This happens to me all the time. I'll get somebody in the chair, especially a new patient, and I'm taking photographs of every tooth. Of course, we do the x-rays, we do the clinical exam, and I'm seeing all these flat spots, these wear spots, where there used to be nice rounded humps and valleys.
And I'll say, well, it looks like you grind your teeth. And they'll say, I don't think I do. I don't know I do, if I do. And I say, well, maybe you're doing it as you sleep, when you sleep. So let's go on with the story. It says dentists look for particular patterns of wear, which can involve flaking of the enamel. Although in more serious cases, the cusps at the corners of the molars may snap off, or there may be a total fracture of a tooth. Often, irate sleeping partners are the first to discover the activity. It's not a pleasant thing to be woken up to. It's the most horrendous noise, says dentist Andre Hedger, who has a practice near Gatwick Airport and saw a 20% rise in cases in 2008 and 2009. It's like a concrete mixer running down a blackboard. Now think about that. 2008 and 2009 were the worst years of the recession. Okay, so that makes sense. We clench, we grind, we're stressed. A full explanation of why we grind our teeth is yet to be established, but it is believed that it is that stress and anxiety that are at least exacerbating the factors. Often, the reason they are doing the grinding or clenching is the stress of the recession, says Dr. Hedger. We've never seen so many stressed patients. They all say that things have changed in the workplace, and they are working longer hours. A lack of the number of studies means it's not easy to establish the number of sufferers. Advisors who man a helpline at the British Dental Health Foundation anecdotally report an increase in calls, and an unscientific straw poll by the British Dental Association identifies a number of dentists who think this is on the rise. One reports, I have definitely seen a huge increase in grinding-related problems since the start of the recession. I would say that I'm probably seeing about 5 times as many cases as usual. Another dentist suggests, we have seen a lot of grinding and clenching of late. Because grinding can take a long time to show up as tooth wear, it would be difficult to say that clinically obvious examples have started within the last 12 months or so. Yet another notes, while I haven't noted a particular increase of signs and symptoms associated with parafunctional, not to do with normal actions, clenching and grinding during the period of the recession, this is generally a phenomenon that is slowly increasing in prevalence. Another dentist, Francois Roussel, has noted a marked rise in people suffering the effects of teeth grinding. He says, over the last 6 to 9 months, there has been a 30% increase. We see fracturing teeth without any decay being present. People who fracture a healthy tooth in the past, that was very rare. In the past 2 months, I've seen 3 patients where a perfectly healthy virgin tooth has been fractured all the way down to the root. Juliette Connor is one such patient. She says, I bit into this soft sandwich and heard this crack. There was pain, and I thought, what was that? Mrs. Connor suffered a broken tooth in October and then another one in December, but she doesn't fit the pattern of stressed, recession, fixated business people. She said, I lost my husband 6.5 years ago. Whether it's subconscious worry over that, I don't know. I'm not a particularly stressed person. Another gentleman, John Maidenmet, who is a part of a 3-dentist practice in central Edinburgh, can't be sure that the recession is to blame for the increase in patients with bruxism at his dental office. We are sitting right in the middle of a financial district. We've seen a higher incidence of clenching and grinding of the teeth. You ask them about stress, they are under more pressure. We know that stress is involved in the process, but there can be other factors. When we take histories from people, they will often describe an increase in stress levels that have accompanied the onset. But while stress is a big factor, it's certainly not the only one causing teeth grinding. There are other factors, for example, the anatomy of the jaw, the shape of the jawbone, the position of the teeth in respect to each other, and things like that. Something more fundamental in Western lifestyle could be to blame, says Dr. Hedger. It's common in the West because we have underdeveloped upper jaws. We have a very soft diet. Our jaws are getting smaller and more crowded. This is actually very true. It's the basis of epigenetic orthodontics. It's how, because we no longer have to like gnaw our food, think about caveman times. A lot of kids are no longer being breastfed, so they don't have to suck as hard. You know, you take a baby bottle and you turn it over to test the temperature, and it just flows out onto your wrist, right? But when a child is nursing, that doesn't happen. They have to really, really suckle. So this Dr. Hedger also works on patients who have temporomandibular joint dysfunction. We call that TMJ. It's a group of conditions related to bruxism. Some are terribly affected, he says, reduced to crawling at the start of the day and afflicted by a range of unpleasant conditions. I think what he means by crawling is you can barely eat because when you go to bring your teeth together, it hurts like crazy. He says they are very ill with it. They have chronic fatigue, headaches, migraines, and tinnitus. Tinnitus, by the way, is ringing in your ears. When given questionnaires, many patients say that they have been accused of imagining or faking symptoms, and a fifth have considered suicide. Can you believe that? A fifth of the people who get these migraines and things from grinding their teeth have considered suicide. That's amazing. Okay, for those with run-of-the-mill bruxism, a night guard is often the treatment of choice. That's what I do. It doesn't take very long. You know, we could do an upper impression. We don't even need a lower impression. The way I make them, they're soft and they're rubber. Looks a little bit like a athletic mouth guard, but it's not, because the biggest difference is that what I do is after we've fitted it, then we grind in the bite so that the bottom teeth fit perfectly up into the rubber of the upper mouth guard, and it softens the blow and it allows the muscles of mastication, the muscles that control our lower jaw, to relax. And that takes away the pain over about 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes quicker. Okay, now, there is a problem, though, if you do these wrong, and I've had people say, well, you know, I forget what we charge, $500, $600, and somebody says, well, how about if I just go to the store and get the boil and bite mouth guard? And because, you know, that's only like $5, and I go, that'll actually make it worse. If you put the wrong one in, or you put one in that's not adjusted properly, it actually makes people clench more. Okay, now this doctor, Dr. Andre Hedger, he is proposing, he has an appliance that he makes, and it's an alternative to the regular bruxism appliance like I just described, and it's named a nociceptive trigeminal inhibitor. By the way, the trigeminal nerve is the fifth cranial nerve. It's the one that controls most of the mouth. He says these devices are designed to put pressure on the front teeth. When the grinding starts at night, the pressure is applied to the two front teeth. They send quite a strong signal to the brain saying, what are you doing? The aim is to stop the grinding rather than, as with some basic night guards, to mainly protect the teeth from damage by covering them. Now, my mouth guards do more than just cover them. They do actually reprogram muscles, but sounds like this is a new approach. Other treatments range from muscle massage to relieve symptoms, counseling to reduce stress, and even hypnosis. I don't know about hypnosis. I've heard it, you know, you hear about it all the time, commercials for somebody that's not going to be hypnotized to lose weight or whatever. But, hey, some people think it works, so it's there. And then the final thing, the most important thing, is getting early treatment. Otherwise, bigger dental problems happen, like the cracked teeth and all that. All right, well, that's pretty interesting. So, basically, stop grinding your teeth, and if you can't, come to me, come to your dentist so that we can help solve that issue. And sometimes, keep in mind, you don't even know you are grinding your teeth, and that's something that we will discover when you come to the office, because we take a photograph of every single tooth. In some cases, we take 2 or 3 photographs of every tooth to get all of the sides. All right. So if you're one of those grinders, give us a call. You're not alone, and hopefully it's not bothering your teeth and your head so badly that you're one of the people considering suicide. We would not want to have that.
All right. So we're going to do Dr. Kivitko's question of the day soon. But before we do, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kivitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kivitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kivitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kivitko's question of the day.
Okay, let me remind you that the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question of the day is, A, losing teeth can damage your memory. B, losing teeth helps you remember things better. Or C, losing teeth neither helps nor hurts your memory. Okay? So the question of the day is, does losing teeth damage your memory? Does losing your teeth make you remember things better? Or does losing your teeth not hurt or help your memory? Neither. Okay? That's A, B, and C. The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Can't none bring me down. Your love is too high. Bring me down. Can't none bring me down. Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you a denture wearer? Does your upper denture fit nice and snug, but your lower denture barely stays put? The longer a person wears dentures, the more the gums and bones shrink. Even after shrinkage, the upper denture can still have suction thanks to the palate. However, the lower ridge gets flatter and thinner with time, and since there was never any suction to begin with, lower dentures can become impossible to wear. Until now, that is. Now we can place mini implants in the lower arch and attach snaps to the underside of your own denture. Doing this will not only keep your denture in place, it will be so securely fastened that it might even take you two hands to get it out. How about that for a nice problem to have? Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2 minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. I have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are you afraid of being seen without your teeth? Are you tired of taking your teeth out every night? Let us show you how implants and fixed bridges can give you a smile that never comes out. Interested? Call us,
262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to Dr. Kvitko at AOL.com.
I'm gonna love you with the hands that show me your teeth. Tell me when. Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
All right, we're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and we have some callers on the line. We have Janet, Frank, Alan, and Jenny. And what we're going to do is we're going to roll the dice and figure out which caller we should go to. Looks like caller number one, that would be Janet. Hey, Janet, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Do you have the answer?
A.
A is correct. So the question was, the question is, does losing teeth damage your memory? And that would be A, and B was it didn't damage your memory, and C was it didn't do anything or something like that. Anyway, the point is it does damage your memory. Did you know that, not having teeth?
I know that your teeth are a reflection of your physical health.
Yeah, yeah, and memory, of course, is a big part of that. So, Janet, what do you do for a living? I always ask folks.
Am I allowed to say the company?
Sure.
I work for Gap Inc. Direct.
Okay. Well, that's nice, and I appreciate you listening, and so please hang on because we have to get your address so we can send those flowers to you, okay?
Well, that's awesome.
Thanks for calling. All right, so while we're getting that information, let me go back to talking more about some of these dental news bites, okay? So, let's go ahead and do that now. All right, so let's talk about 7 surprising ways you're ruining your teeth. This is an article in Good Housekeeping's Healthy Living. All right, so keep in mind, you only get one set of teeth, and fixing problems after they've happened is a lot more expensive than preventing them from ever happening in the first place. So be kind to your teeth. Here are some mistakes that you may not know you're making. Number 1, brushing too hard. If you brush too vigorously, you can wear away at your enamel and cause sensitivity and even gum recession, says dentist Nantia Konkonatadilok, director of the Division of Pediatric Dentistry at Montefiore Medical Center in New York City. Buy a brush with soft bristles and move it in small circles, not side to side, she says.
All right, now, you know what? I tell people you go down on the upper, up on the lower. You want to get the brush just under the gum line because you want to pull the plaque that's out from underneath there, plaque and any food debris. But some people think that if they go in a circle that that's okay. Well, a circle is, think of it as a rectangle where when you're going forward, you're going in a straight line, and then when you're going back, you're going in a straight line. It's kind of like a rounded rectangle, meaning half the time you're going back and forth. So you don't want to go back and forth because that can cut into the actual tooth structure, especially down on the root where the enamel of the crown ends and the surface of the root begins, which is covered by cementum. Cementum is not as resistant to decay, or the toothbrush for that matter. So make sure you're brushing properly and that you're not doing it too hard, okay? We recommend a soft brush to a medium brush, definitely not a hard brush. Number two, eating too many acidic foods. They can wear away enamel, says Dr. Kakananta Dilak. There's a problem because that top layer of teeth can never grow back. Nerves below it lose their protection, and you may start to feel pain from hot or cold. Some acidic erosion causing culprits, regular and diet soda, orange juice, wine, sports drinks, sour gummy candies, and lemons. Quote, think about your tooth as a seashell, says dentist Martha Ann Keels, division chief of pediatric dentistry at Duke Children's Hospital. If you put a seashell in Coke, it will disappear, she says. If you can't resist these dental no-nos, at least neutralize the pH in your mouth by consuming water or cheese with them. And instead of swishing acidic drinks around in your mouth, use a straw to limit the contact with the teeth. That's according to dentist Richard H. Price, an American Dental Association consumer advisor. Of course, you may remember that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I did a show that talked about all of these foods that are good and or bad for your teeth. So we've actually covered this a while back. But for those of you that weren't tuned in that day, there you go. Okay, so far of the 7 surprising ways you're ruining your teeth, we've covered number 1 is brushing too hard. Number 2, eating too many acidic foods. Number 3, too much teeth whitening. It's normal to want pearly whites. After all, says Dr. Price, as we get older, teeth get darker. But don't overdo it. Basically, you're exposing your teeth to a very mild acid, and excessive bleaching can weaken enamel over time, and even mild acid can begin to erode the mineral content of the tooth, causing the enamel to become porous and eventually to break down and become more sensitive. Now, let me just say that this is a case where bleaching really just cleans out the pores of the teeth, all right? I mean, if you do it too much, your body's going to tell you because you're going to get a sensitivity. That means that their pores are clean and now the bleach is getting too close to the nerve. So I don't think you have to worry about this one as much as you'd think, but there are people that will take things to extremes, and I believe this is what they're talking about here. All right. The doctor involved here says over-the-counter white strips are milder than in-office bleaching systems. That's correct. It's also why they don't work as well. And according to her, who wants teeth that look like chiclet gum? And that's correct. You don't want them to look like chiclets. That white, chalky look. On the other hand, keep in mind that bleaching is simply just cleaning out the debris that got in there, in those pores. We're not applying a white layer to your teeth. It's just whatever color they used to be, you can get them to go back to there as you do the bleaching. We try to educate people that normal tooth color is not white, but more ivory, says Dr. Paul Casamassimo, director of the Pediatric Oral Health Research and Policy Center for the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry. And Dr. Casamassimo is a past guest on this show and is the, I believe he's the director of dental services at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus here. All right. Now, the next thing would be chasing hot pizza with a cold drink. When you bite into a piece of hot pizza, you're expanding your enamel. Things expand when they get hot. Then you take a big dose of cold cola, not with a straw, and you're going to cause contraction. According to Dr. Price, that can create what's called a craze line, a vertical hair thin crack in the enamel that can lead to breaks and stains. It would be similar to what happens to a porcelain plate that goes from hot to cold, says Dr. Price. Teeth will contract or expand with changes in temperature, says Dr. Casamassimo. When that happens, if it's done too quickly, it's damaging. One solution, like Dr. Price, eat hot pizza with a knife and fork. You know what? I've actually done that before. Just don't do it in New York City because I guess people get really, really weirded out by that. But anyway, You know, and think about it. We don't think about this a lot or enough, in my opinion. And that is, we put our mouth, the oral environment is really caustic. We put our teeth through an awful lot. If we put a miniaturized automobile in our mouth, it'd be rusty scrap metal in no time at all. Because the mouth is warm, it's moist, there's usually acid, and it's subjected to extremes in temperature. So picture what happens when you bite into pie a la mode, for example. You get a bite of the 20 degree ice cream, and then within a split second, your teeth hit the hot apple pie, which is probably 140 degrees. Well, when things expand and contract that quickly, if you have a filling, for example, the filling has to expand and contract at the same time. And if it expands slightly differently, like not quite as much as, say, the tooth, or contracts not as much, or expands more, whatever, then you break the seal where the tooth and the filling come together. That later becomes an opening for plaque and bacteria to get in there and cause decay. So, keeping in mind that this is a very caustic environment, anything that we can do to protect ourselves from it, or protect our teeth from it, would be a good idea. All right, so we've covered the first, the second, the third, the fourth of these seven surprising ways you're ruining your teeth. Remember what they were: brushing too hard, eating too many acidic foods, too much whitening, and chasing too much pizza with a hot drink. All right, so I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to mention the remaining three, seven surprising ways that you're ruining your teeth. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. We've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have years of coffee, tea, or smoke darkened your teeth? Do you remember when your smile was white and bright? Would you like to recapture the days when your smile lit up the room? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Put a smile on your face.
What you wanna do, say what you wanna do.
Put a smile on your face. Make the world a better place. Put a smile on your face.
What you wanna do, say what you wanna do.
Okay, let's go on to number five. Using the wrong toothpaste. Pick one that's not too abrasive. The FDA rates toothpastes using a relative dentin abrasion, RDA scale. Anything above 100 is considered abrasive. Above 150 is highly abrasive, and above 200 is not recommended. Now, for your reference, Colgate Total gets a 70. Colgate Baking Soda and Peroxide Whitening Toothpaste gets 145. And Arm & Hammer Dental Care PM gets 168. So, what does that tell you? Arm & Hammer Dental Care PM is considered highly abrasive. Probably wouldn't want to use it on a regular basis. Colgate Total would be good because it's under that 100 mark, which is considered abrasive. And then, you know, the Colgate Baking Soda and Peroxide Whitening Toothpaste, 145. That's just under the highly abrasive category. Probably should avoid that if at all possible as well. Now, use toothpaste with fluoride. The mineral can't regrow enamel.
but it plays a big role in making teeth stronger. It's like putting on a protective raincoat or waxing your car. Now, keep in mind, and that's important, fluoride does not make teeth stronger. What I mean by that is if you had an extracted tooth that had fluoride in it, and it was sitting on the table, and you had another one that didn't have fluoride in it, and you took a hammer to both of them, they would both shatter. The fluoride-laden tooth is not stronger. In that sense, what it is it's more resistant to acid erosion. Okay? Acid erosion is, by the way, decay is caused by acid. So what happens is, when there's fluoride in the mix, especially when your teeth are forming, the teeth are made out of calcium hydroxyapatite. And what happens is the fluoride ion replaces the hydroxide ion, giving you fluoroapatite, which looks the same as tooth, works the same, but is more resistant to acid erosion. That's why fluoride is so important. And that's why we should be careful not to filter it out of our water at home and not to buy bottled water, especially when you have children. I mean, if you're going to have a filter on your sink tap and you're going to buy bottled water, you need to be asking your dentist for a fluoride supplement for your children while they have their teeth still developing. Otherwise, they're going to get a lot of cavities. And I can spot those kids the minute they walk in the office. It's just so obvious. In fact, I just did the little girl that had, let me count here, 4. She needed 4 baby root canals. She's 6. Actually, we discovered them when she was 5 and a half, but it took mom and dad a little while to get her in. I don't think they quite understood how serious these were. But I think there were maybe a total of 7 fillings. 4 of them were deep enough to need a root canal. And mom was kind of like taken aback by that. Couldn't figure it out. And we talked, and yes, they do have a filter on their water supply at home. And so I think it's because the little girl's not getting fluoride. Mom felt so bad. And we're going to talk about her a little bit later when we're talking about another story coming up. All right, and now let's go to number 6, using your teeth as a tool. Remember, these are 7 surprising ways you're ruining your teeth. Don't use them as a tool. In fact, at one of our morning meetings just a couple days ago at the office, I watched my dental assistant open a package of ketchup with her teeth. And I'm thinking, what are you doing? You know, and it's funny, because I'll tell you what, when I was younger, I just assumed I couldn't tear open those little packets. I would always use my teeth. And then I'm looking around the room and I'm seeing, like, you know, these little kids and grandmothers, and they're all just taking it and just kind of peeling it open. There's a little line there, a little place where it's been scored or actually pre-torn, and it opens really easily, and I didn't even realize that. So I spent all those years ripping them open with my teeth, and I should not have been. So if you're doing that, you need to stop. Do what I did, which is look and see if you can do it. And I'm sure you can. There's a little spot there. Just put one finger on one side of that little cut and another finger on the other side of the little cut, and you'll be fine. Now, let's see. So, teeth are meant to chew foods and look pretty when you smile, not to open candy wrappers or chomp down on ice cubes. That's according to dentist Dr. Warren Brill, president of the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry. If you use your teeth to open nail polish bottles, beer bottles, or anything else, you can cause microfractures that may not be apparent for years, but eventually, that kind of abuse can also cause the teeth to break or fillings to pop out. And by the way, I use an example for people because we all know that we're not supposed to, say, use a kitchen knife on the counter. That's why we have cutting boards, right? And yet, we've all cheated because we take the knife and we might cut open a green pepper or cut open a slice of potato or a tomato, and we don't see anything happening to the counter, so we think, you know what, maybe that's just a whole lot of, like, bunk, and it's not really that important. How can this little knife damage this corion or this formica or granite? And so we do it, or we cheat. Maybe not all the time, but we do it. Well, guess what? 5 years later, you look at your countertop, and there's all these little cuts. Where'd they come from? They came from when you did it 5 years ago, and you just got a little bit of a nick there. You didn't even see it, real tiny, like those little crazed lines that develop in teeth when we abuse them, that you don't see at first. Give it a few years, and sure enough, you'll see them. Okay, so don't do that. Don't use your teeth as tools. And finally, reason number 7, not brushing and flossing enough. Some people think this is enough. Brush for 2 minutes a day, twice a day. There's actually an ad campaign going on called 2 Minutes. I think we've actually run the PSAs on my show. So they say brush for 2 minutes a day, twice a day. Otherwise, you increase the odds that you'll get cavities, which, if untreated, can spread into the jaw and cause infections. If you're at work and can't get to your toothbrush, a good solution is to keep a box of dental floss in your purse or drawer. Floss first, if that's all you can do. Okay, now this was written by Karen Springen, and again, it was from A Good Housekeeping, Healthy Living. All right, now, 2 minutes twice a day isn't bad, but how about 4 minutes or 6 minutes three or four times a day, right? If you're doing it correctly, you can't hurt the teeth if you do it correctly. And if you don't have plaque on your teeth, if you don't have food particles on your teeth, then you can't get cavities. Because the bacteria, first of all, they're not on your teeth. You've cleaned them off. Secondly, even if you left a little one behind, if there's no food for it to use to live and breathe and so on, then you're not going to be able to get a cavity there. All right. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Let me just recap. The 7 surprising ways you're ruining your teeth were brushing too hard, eating too many acidic foods, too much teeth whitening, chasing hot pizza with a cold drink, using the wrong toothbrush, using them as a tool, not brushing and flossing enough.
Happiness is the truth,
because I'm happy.
Let the world give you know what happiness is to you.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
With
well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have years of coffee, tea, or smoke darkened your teeth? Do you remember when your smile was white and bright? Would you like to recapture the days when your smile lit up the room? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I'm Grandpa! And I go to Dr. Kvitko and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Ooh,
you wanna know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep...
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko and this is Dentally Speaking. And today we've been talking dental news bites. So we've learned that losing your teeth can damage your memory. We've also learned that low literacy levels are harming people's oral health. We also learned that reasons why we grind and how much damage that can do to our teeth. And we talked about 7 ways, surprising ways, that you're ruining your teeth. And now we're going to talk about a case that was in the news a couple weeks ago, and it's still in the news, of course. And it is this young 3-year-old little girl, Finley Boyle, died while she was at the dental office, and her parents are now filing a lawsuit. Finley was taken to, it was Dr. Geyer, Dr. Lily Geyer, And she was she sedated Finley, and she was doing a baby root canal, and something went wrong. We don't yet know if there were too many drugs, if she wasn't being monitored properly, if Finley happened to be allergic to something, one of the drugs, if she has an undiagnosed heart condition. We don't know any of those answers yet, but it'll be coming out soon. It's quite a tragedy, and of course it makes everybody really shudder, both inside and outside the dental field. Now, you may or may not know that I do sedation in my office. I do conscious sedation. I do a lot of dentists have the laughing gas, although not all. We do the laughing gas, and if you need something a little more than that, we do oral sedation, which is typically pills that we give you. And if I do it in a child, I typically mix it with a liquid form so that they can just drink it. And we put it in a little syringe barrel with no needle on it, and then mom can squirt it in and the child swallows. And then if people need more, then I'll do intravenous sedation. It's still conscious sedation, though, so the neat thing about that is if somebody has something in their mouth or throat, they know about it and they can start to cough. Like if a little water gets down the wrong pipe, people will start to cough and try to get it out, just like you would do if you had no sedation. Now, I don't do IV sedation on children, unless you count maybe a 16-year-old as a child, because sometimes we're doing wisdom teeth at age 16 or maybe, 15, almost 16. But anyway, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about this. Let me give you an update. There's been a lawsuit filed against Dr. Geyer, and it claims that the Island Dentistry staff, and that's what the name of the office was, Island Dentistry, because this happened in Hawaii. And it says that the staff was ill-prepared for this type of emergency and points out that during the incident, the staff had to run down the hall to ask for help from a neighboring pediatrician. The family's attorney, Rick Freed, says the entire mishap could have been avoided if the staff had properly administered the sedatives and monitored Finley's vital signs. Let's stop there because he is right. We do have to monitor vital signs. And in fact, we have a pulse oximeter on the child's finger so we can see the number of heartbeats per minute and we can see what percent oxygen the person is receiving. Now, I do that with all of my sedations, oral and IV. I also have a precordial stethoscope that's Bluetooth enabled, which is pretty neat, which means there's no wire, doesn't have to be a wire between me and the patient. I can be up to 60 feet away and hear that patient breathing. And if the breathing is labored or if the breathing has stopped, much like it stops when somebody who snores, if somebody's snoring, they stop breathing for a second or two and then they make that snoring sound and then they pick up breathing. So let me just read a little more. Let's see. It says that according to the attorney, it says most of the dental work said was unnecessary to begin with and that the staff didn't take necessary precautions. We're just shocked that these drugs in these doses in this combination could be given to a child of this size, Freed told the Hawaii News. He obtained the dental records from the morning of the procedure that show only three notations on Finley's vital signs. The Associated Press reports that according to guidelines by the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry, vital signs should be monitored and documented at least every 5 minutes for patients under sedation. And in fact, I almost interrupted the story to tell you this, but apparently the story said it, and that is my EKG machine automatically prints out a new reading every 5 minutes. So we're doing that. So it sounds like maybe there were some mistakes made. I don't know the doses of the drugs because they're not releasing that at this point. I do know the drugs, but I believe they used Demerol and hydroxyzine. Now, hydroxyzine is kind of like a Benadryl and antihistamine type, and it potentiates or makes the sedative more sedate, makes them a stronger sedative. I actually used Demerol quite a bit for years, and then I've switched to Dilaudid now. It seems to be so much smoother, and you have fewer negative reactions, and I can't really explain it other than it just works better. Now, let's see here. Let's go back to the story about what the attorney was saying and what we now know. So the office has been closed permanently. The Island Dentistry office is closed permanently. And her attorney, John Nishimoto, told the Honolulu Star Advisor that because of the pending lawsuit, it would be inappropriate to comment on any of the unproven allegations that have been reported to the media. Dr. Geyer is currently under investigation by the Hawaii Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs. And according to her attorney, during the initial visit, Dr. Geyer diagnosed Finley with 10 cavities. And she said she would need 4 root canal procedures known as baby root canals. Now, they're saying that an examination performed by another dentist while Finley was still alive but in a coma showed only a few cavities. And this is very disturbing to me because, you know, we talk all the time about those places, those Medicare-type offices that specialize in kids doing dentistry they probably don't need, you know, and I hate to hear that. Boy, I'm really sorry. I just looked up at the clock and I'm out of time. So we'll try to follow this story and see what comes out. And hopefully we'll find that there was some undiagnosed issue. But if the dentist did make a mistake, then of course she will pay the price. And in the meantime, we at my office are going to continue to be very, very safe, very, very careful, and do the absolute best that we can do and the best that we know we are supposed to do. You've been listening. Oh, announcement. Next Sunday, we're going to start at 8:30. The time of the show is moving from 8 to 8:30. We'll still be here, but when you tune in at 8 and I'm not here, don't think I'm on vacation. I'll just be here at 8:30. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll see you next Sunday at 8:30.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to Dr. Kvitko at dentallyspeaking.com. That's DRKVITKO at dentallyspeaking.com.